The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Not a fun story here. Well, for this guy at least, according to a case report in the Journal of the Academy of Consultation Liaison Psychiatry.
God, who took that home?
Yeah, I've got that.
Oh, jeez. A 30-year-old man's family took him to a Nebraska emergency room after they noticed he seemed confused during recent episodes related to his bipolar disorder. He had researched how he could decrease his opioid use at home. That's when he read about the potential for psilocybin, or, you know, the drug found in the psychedelic mushrooms or magic mushrooms. He read about the potential for treating symptoms of depression and anxiety with mushrooms.
Did he get that from us?
It says here he read it.
Yeah, but this scares me. If he's a Nebraska guy, you know, Todd always wants to take mushrooms for his brain. Yeah.
No, I want to take him to trip balls.
Right. All he's got to do is go next door to Colorado.
Well, let's find out what happened to him.
Decriminalized in Denver. It's very popular in Denver, so I doubt he got the idea from us.
No, but the psych evaluation, you have to do this with professionals guide you through your trip, right, Craig? We've always done this.
Story. Well, on that deal, okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you need supervision.
This guy he reads about it at home, and he figures that, well, he needs some psilocybin to help him out with his disorder. So the man made some mushroom tea.
All right.
And then injected it into his bloodstream.
Oh. That's where he may have gone wrong.
A couple of days later, he started to become overly tired, vomited blood, developed jaundice, diarrhea, nausea. His family took him to the hospital. He couldn't give coherent answers to doctors. And after tests, they found that he had a liver injury. His kidneys weren't functioning properly. He'd started to go into organ failure. A blood sample revealed that the mushrooms, which thrive in dark places, had begun to grow in the man's bloodstream, causing health issues. He had to be put on a ventilator to breathe and had his blood filtered for toxins. They kept him in the hospital for 22 days.
So he basically shot up something in his arm that shouldn't have been anywhere near your veins.
That is my karaoke signature song. I've got shrooms in dark places.
Is he okay?
I guess.
Obviously, you said Nebraska. Is it anywhere in our listening area?
They gave him a couple antibiotics and antifungal treatment.
God.
They was prescribed to continue taking for the long term after he left the hospital, but that's the information I have.
Yeah, he just ate a bunch of that stuff you put on your, for toe fungus.
Yeah, eating it's fine, or drinking it, but don't shoot in your veins, you know?
No, you eat the
toe. I've never heard of anybody.
Then you eat the
that.
Toe fungus stuff immediately afterwards. After you shoot it in your veins.
You're not open.
I've never heard of anyone shooting mushrooms in their veins.
No, nor I.
This guy's pretty inventive.
He figured he'd...
And dumb.
It took a couple days.
Well, he probably figured, every other drug acts a little faster if you inject it.
Once again, I hope he's not a listener. We joke around about a lot of that stuff. Can we shoot it? Dr. Mina yells at us. We don't listen.
But snort your shrooms. Just do it right.
Yep.
Can I have it in my nose? Can I have it in my throat?
Yep. Sweetie.
You don't snort shrooms. Do you?
Not yet.
You don't inject them either.
No, you don't inject them either.
Oh, he had the tea. The tea was the right idea.
Well, you can drink it.
With the tea before, but then you just drink it.
Right.
He was off to a great start.
Yeah.
The other option is eating it.
Then he put
it
in a syringe. Well,
I'm
one fatal flaw.
Of any other options. Can you smoke it? Can you crush the mushrooms up in a bong and smoke them?
I've seen people do it, but I've not learned of any effect that happens from that.
I don't know if it's more or less effective.
Yeah, it's not as effective.
People think it's a thing.
Nick said he said it out loud. He knew.
You can, but I don't think it's, it's not advised.
Right.
Bit of a waste.
Exactly.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guy posted a video of himself standing on a table at a party recently wearing a University of Kansas shirt.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Drinking a 1.75 liter bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
In 18 seconds.
Oh!
Whoa.
Oh!
Lay him on his stomach so he doesn't drown in his own vomit. So
this guy gets stupider.
This is basically...
Now, that's stupid.
Yeah, you
can. This guy gets stupider, and here's how. He'd be worried if young people tried to copy him, he says.
How old a guy is he?
You know, 19.
Oh, Jesus. That's a young person.
He said he'd be worried if young people tried to copy him because they could die. He says it's definitely dangerous. He says that he's been drinking like crazy this last year and casually been building it up, and he's now made it to 1.75 liters, and now he's got it. He said it wasn't really a target. He said at first he didn't know that he could drink that much, but once he realized that he could just keep adding more and more, then it was like, how much could I reach? Then once he made it, it was a big deal. He says he's got a science background, and he is concerned about what chugging does to his health, but regardless, he's been doing it since Halloween this year. He said he would casually go through 750 milliliters in a night, but the first time he did a whole bottle in one slam was Halloween night.
I don't care how old he is. He's an alcoholic.
Jesus.
He's an alcoholic, you know.
Plus, he must have a really wide throat.
He said if somebody were to die from it, he would feel terrible, but he can't control what everybody does.
Hey, Ken, don't post this.
Wait, was he chugging a handle?
Yeah, handle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The 1.75.
God, and you were doing a handle in 4 days.
Jesus.
Lightweight.
This guy's 18 seconds.
He had University of Kansas on his Twitter biography, but it was removed. So we'll see.
University came a knock.
Maybe,
going,
oh, yeah.
No, you don't represent us.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a...
Take that off.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
That's not something incoming freshmen should see.
Yeah, and I got a daughter going up there, right? Going down there, I should say.
Well, she's smart.
Yeah, well, the whiskey's gone.
She's not me. Let's go with that.
She may not wander that way.
She's not me. I might find a guy. I really want to find that dude. So next fall when I'm down hanging out on campus, I want to find that dude. You guys know the guy that drank the... If he's a student, they know who he is.
I get older.
They know. Well, yeah, we've got his name.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a campus legend.
Yes, he is. All right. I'll find a guy.